ago. I'm fixing to see the same thing. And sure enough, I got in there and she just kind of slid in a slot and pointed. It never really, I didn't have to chase it up the track. I just gave it, you know, kind of one big catch and it pointed and shot off the corner and I was able to keep the throttle down. And then you see this 48 car, the last car out, the story is last race at home. I'm like, this is all adding up. There's no way we're going to win. And I was better coming to the green, and then I was kind of better through one and two, and all of a sudden off the two, he had a really good run and got ahead of me getting into three and four, and it was probably, honestly, ahead of me off of four even. And then I think I just pulled it down just a little bit more than he did down the front straightaway and just barely got him. So, I mean, that's what qualifying is all about with this product, where you're all but wide open. It comes down to your balance, how the car's trimmed out and things like that. It makes it interesting, but it makes me nerve-wracking as well because it's oh so close.
Awesome. Thank you very much. We'll open it up for media questions. Please raise your hand. Start with your name and availability, name and affiliation. Excuse me. We'll start up front here with Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from The Athletic. So it's kind of interesting there because, like, you know, back in the day, you would want to go out late to, like, maybe get better track temps or something like that. But now it sounds like it's an advantage to go out late so you can see what other people are doing on the live data. And you, like, you were talking about how you could see that, what, you know, has that changed the game a little bit, like being able to watch as you guys are qualifying?
Yeah, I absolutely. You know, SMT and that data, you know, that we have now to our you know, exposure. We can tell, we see everything you're doing. You see if you're wide open. And we all knew after practice, everybody had a good handle on their cars and it was worked for two practice sessions to get, you know, the handling down and down, you know, dialed in. And all of a sudden we all looked back at the SMT and the 88 car was wide open for five laps. You're like, we're going to have to change your thought process. You know, we need to do some different things. And that's all on heights, your ride heights of the car and stuff like that. And when you start moving those ride heights, that's drag, that's downforce. But it's also changes your balance quite a bit. So we really have to go back in and you know, dissect your balance in your race car, your setup on, with the chassis, because you've moved the aero platform with the body. So, you know, those two things have to, you know, work together to find grip in the racetrack. And that's when you hope that computer and that smart guy behind it doesn't run it. He didn't have a bad night, and that computer doesn't have a virus, because you need those worlds to collide with your aero platform and your chassis. But for that, I think it has to do with this old, you know, surface, really. Again, you know, that cloud cover was huge. Those cars, you know, you could see in your steering, you know, it's just everybody was barely working a wheel. And as it kept getting hotter and hotter, everybody was really cranking and sawing on the wheel as we went. And that's why I was pretty nervous about it. And honestly, I didn't think that anybody would beat those cars that went early unless they were just way drastically trimmed out different.
Over here.
Justin Schuler kicking the tires. Clint, first off, congratulations. Fourth pole.
Yeah.
But this race,
I still don't think that's a very good track record.
Well, this race last year was a much different story, though. You even mentioned in multiple interviews that we just got booed and it was embarrassing and all that stuff. This year, Brock here got a fantastic video of people on pit road and the stands just cheering, especially when Johnson crossed the line. You guys finished 7,000ths of a second. What's the biggest difference? You know, do you think this is the right direction?
Oh, absolutely. I think this is the right format, and it's stand the test of time. You know what I mean? One thing that did kind of mess with me, to be honest with you, and it may have played in my favor, because the 34 car that was the fastest stayed on the track and didn't cut across the apron in 3 and 4. And I, that may not register to you guys, but that's all stuff that, you know, technically we all look for. And when I came around, the 11 was shut off and on the apron. So I didn't even have that option. I don't know if that was to my advantage or not, but it was the cards I was dealt, you know. And had it not have been a good lap, I may have been, you know, crying foul there. But it wasn't. I wasn't the only one. There was several guys that were riding on the apron when their lap came around. It just, that's the way the timing was. So maybe need to look into that, you know, for all of us. Make sure you have a good clean lap. The last thing you want to do is get in the way of somebody, or maybe you do, right? So that was definitely something that kind of threw me for a loop. But honestly, I think, you know, just the data that we have, and, you know, Jeff being able to call that qualifying session with watching that loop data and watching that ghost car catch me and run me down and barely get by me. I mean, I'm watching the same thing, right? And I'm thinking, no! He got us right there at the end, and then he didn't quite pull it down far enough, and I thought I was done. I mean, honestly, I'd done through my head, kicking the ground, you know, and I just barely squeaked by him right there at the end. But I think that's what qualifying is all about, is, you know, being nervous about it right until the end.
Well, tell us a little bit about that. You're sharing the front row with Jimmy Johnson in his last race.
Yeah.
What's that like?
Well, it's cool. You know, I guess I'll be in all the pictures because you know damn well they'll all be on him. So at least I'll be in the background for my sponsors, right? You always got to be looking out.
Thank you. We'll go to Reed, and then we'll go check in the press box.
Reed Spencer with the NASCAR Wire. What you were just saying about, you know, him not pulling it far enough down off of turn four, he basically said that when he got to the corner there, it was a choice as to whether, you know, he was going to let it, you know, let the motor run and how wide to keep it off that corner. Is that something that you guys can think about and make that call, you know, in the split second like that? Or,
well, with the cars the way they are, with the horsepower and the drag and everything else, throttle response, you got to be wide open. But then you start thinking, you know, it can almost be too loose too, because those things will get sideways and crank out and hit that all that side force and slow you down as well. So it really can't be too loose or too tight, right? You got to have a really good balance and keep that thing as straight as possible to be sleek through the air. You know, me getting loose down there, I mean, it just kind of slid in a slot and I was good to go, but I still knew that scrubbed a lot of speed, you know. I mean, you can hear it in the engine. It kind of, whoa, you know, when it does that, because it picks up that side force as well. So, I mean, it just worked out today. I've said it time and time again. It's my worst nightmare, you know, when you make a qualifying lap, you know, in practice, and it does that. You kind of just slide it off in there, and it's that perfect lap where it points, and you mash the gas, and away you go, you know. And the crew chief's like, man, hell of a lap. And you're like, oh, I don't think I can do it again, you know. And 9 times out of 10, you can't. It was just one of those laps where it slid in well. But actually, I think it was after that. He actually came off lower than I did off the corner, off of four, and I'm thinking, man, we're done. And then right there, he didn't pull down on the apron on the right at the flag stand, and that's kind of where I got him back. So, hell, I don't know. It's just.
Are you going to take the inside lane? You said that
it's a great question. I didn't even think I'd be in this situation when I woke up this morning. I was more worried about, you know, being trimmed out and, you know, focused on Sunday. I don't know. Probably the outside, I would think.
Because, you know, his family's in the flag stand.
Well, how can I cover up the most in the shot that I can get the most pictures on my car? It's probably where I need to be.
We'll check in with the Terrace press box, please.
We have one question, Terrace Press. Actually, two questions. Wolfgang Munzer from Germany, Rennsport Press Agency. Clint, first of all, congratulations for your pole. You said earlier that when the sun came out, the car became loose. Personally, you prefer on Sunday to run under colder temperatures? And question number two, how identical is your setup compared to your teammates?
I'm not going to lie to you right now that the I don't really care, as long as we race tomorrow. We're supposed to take I've been on the road for 11 days, and trust me, I'm feeling the heat from the wife back home. It's been home with two kids for 11 days while I've been out chasing his dreams. So we're supposed to take the kids and meet up in Park City to go skiing next week. If my ass don't make that tomorrow because we're racing, she's not going to be very happy. But, you know, honestly, I think this track is unique in so many ways, from, you know, as wide as it is to the grip level that it has because of the worn surface. I think it just presents well for a product, you know, for our fans, and it really doesn't matter if it's going to be cool or hot. We're going to be slipping and sliding around, and you're going to be looking for real estate where that car in front of you is not, and trying to keep that momentum, you know, alive, because that's what's important.
All right, we're going to come back downstairs here to Larry, please. Hold on a sec, Larry.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Clint, did you get a chance to talk to your teammate, Cole? He came in 18th, so he did pretty well. Have you gotten a chance to say?
I haven't yet. I talked to him. You know, we all debrief after practice. And, you know, I mean, we all have been doing this a long time, and I think it's important for all of us to try to help out as much as possible. You know, the kid come from a dominant fashion, you know, in Xfinity, and it's hard. When you get in this series and you're used to leading every lap, you're leading every practice, winning every practice, leading every lap, winning a lot of races, it's hard. You know, very hard when you get into a practice session and you look over and you're 20th and you're freaking out just on that alone. Forget the way the car is. You freak out over looking at the lap times and, you know, you get to focus on that and chasing the stopwatch. So we all just try to, you know, make sure that he, you know, is pointed in the right direction or asking, you know, if he didn't think of something, maybe, you know, or I guess it's a path, you know, a thought process. We've been coming to this track a long time. We all kind of know as it progresses throughout a run what to expect, and that's one thing that he doesn't know in these cars, you know, with the traffic and everything else. There's so many different things when you get to this level, you know, of competition in the Cup Series that catches you off guard. And so we just all try to help out as much as we can with that. But I'm telling you, the kid is he's impressive. He's a wheel man. He's got a hell of an opportunity, and he'll make the most of it.
Just one other thing is, by the way, I'm Larry Stewart with Southern California News Group. Just winning the pole, what does that do to your attitude going in?
It makes today better, but honestly, it makes it more nerve-wracking for me because the last time I did that, I was told them I was 50th on lap five. I couldn't go back fast enough the way we were trimmed out, you know, in Vegas. I mean, we were conscious of that. We were focused on making sure that we had downforce in it, was going to race well. That's why, honestly, when I woke up this morning, I really wasn't even worried about today because I didn't think we had a, you know, chance in hell to sit on the pole and I'll be here. We are, baby. So I'm happy.
Other questions for Clint Lee?
Can you just talk about working with Johnny Klossmeyer, what that's been like? Because, you know, 3 years with Bugha, and now this is a new opportunity. You guys both feel like you have something to prove.
You know, I think Johnny's demeanor is just so chill, you know, and mine's not. And it's a good counter for me, you know. I mean, you're freaking out in a car. Man, she's loose. I mean, he's like 10-4. You're like, that's it, 10-4, you know. But it really helps you calm down and stay focused on the task at hand. His thought process is, you know, the way he goes about his business is just super, super chill. He's got a good group underneath of him, the engineers and everybody's just, you know, it's a new opportunity, you know. And I always say, you know, a new broom always sweeps good. We got to keep together and make sure that we're doing the right things and keep our communication down pat. Seems like this year has already thrown us for a lot of you know, adversity and have to work through a lot of circumstances, whether it was a clash, my God, you know, all the wrecks and the cautions and pits and fixing things and trying to figure out where we're at to the 500, a chaotic 500 for us. You know, to last weekend, we struggled, you know, and I really struggle with a new group. Gives you a chance to work through a lot of things that sooner or later you'll have to encounter. So far, so good. You know, we stubbed our toe last week. We were off. There's no question. We were bummed out, but we caught a break there at the end and got a decent finish out of it and kept us alive in the points. So no harm, no foul there. You know, coming to this weekend, it's another learning curve. This has been a good track for me, but I can't finish here. I've always kind of run well here, really enjoy the racetrack. But I've blown up. You know, we blew up last year, and I've done that a couple times, two or three times, and just struggled to get the finish. So looking forward to, you know, hopefully getting the opportunity to be there at the end of this thing and beating them by an inch again would be just fine by me.
All right. Thank you very much, Clint. Good luck.
Thanks, guys.